The question is about the origin of the jiva, the Nityabhata jiva in the material world, his origin, his or her origin, and his or her relationship with Krishna, and what is the purpose of that relationship, and what is the goal of that relationship. And the person who's asking, the devotee's asking the question, is presenting what he's understood from what he's heard and what he's read about the nature of the constitutional position of the jiva and his sambandha with Krishna. But I would like to open your eyes to a little bit deeper understanding of the Tattva Siddhanta, that sometimes what we learn or what we read or what we hear is given to us in a particular way, in a particular context, and kind of modified or even kind of, you can say, simplified to for our understanding from where we are. Like if you go into a grammar school to teach them, then you have to speak according to their mentality and use teaching aids that will suit them. And then when you go into a college classroom, then your language and your style of teaching will be much different. So if we take a deeper look at our philosophy, some of what you were saying about it's Krishna's, everything is Krishna's will, and Krishna's controlling everything, and everything is for his enjoyment. These are three points that you brought out. And this is a fact, but and you have that correct, but there's some fine-tuning required in your philosophical understanding, and you can individually receive that fine-tuning and deeper clarification of your perception and understanding by going deeper into our philosophy, especially the direct teachings of the six Goswamis and the Sandarbhas, and the commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by Baladeva Vidibhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti, and Sridhar Swami. That's called Subodhani. That's very good. And then the Bhagavatam with Tikas of Sanatana Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti, which are available. So let's start with point one, which you're not clear on. First of all, Krishna is telling in Gita in chapter 2, verse 12, Natvevaham jatunasham natvame jananipa. Krishna is addressing Arjuna, and he's saying, listen, you and me and all these kings have existed eternally. Never did we not cease to be. We're always existing. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. So the jiva is eternal, the jivatma. Now, so eternal means not only is that we have an identity, and our lakshana, or our characteristic, this is our srup lakshana, our primary characteristic of the jiva, is that he's nitya, he's eternal. Now, where is he nitya? There's two types of jiva. There's nitya bada, nitya mukta. The jiva that's nitya eternally in mukta, he's in the mukti dham. So the jiva and muktas, the liberated souls, they're called nitya siddha. They're eternally, nityasiddha jivas, they're eternally in the spiritual world. There's no beginning, there's no end. I guess for the jiva itself, there's no beginning and no end. The spiritual world is eternal, and the material world is eternal, but it's manifested and unmanifested. The jivas, the nityabhata jivas, all of us conditioned souls in this material world, we've been here, this verse in Adi Leela and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bahirmukh, Anadi Bahirmukh, Anadi Bahirmukh, Krishna Bahirmukh. Anadi, there's no beginning. There's from beginningless time, the conditioned souls, the Nityabhata Jivas, have been in the material world. There's the material world and there's the spiritual world. There's two worlds, spiritual and material. Our place is here. We're eternally being manifested here, and being withdrawn into the body of Mahavishnu, and eternally being manifested from the body of Mahavishnu, and then being withdrawn eternally. And that what we call Shristi and Pralaya in Hindi, we say Shristi and Pralaya. Shristi means creation, Pralaya means destruction. So that creation and destruction is like the children, they like to make sandcastles. They go to the beach where the water is coming, they make a little house. Pile up the sand and make a little house and roads and bridges and whatever they can do. Then they wait and they watch, and the time comes, the waves, in time the waves will come at high tide, and whoosh, it's all washed away. And to maintain what you created, that requires a lot of sattva. And to destroy, that's tamogun. So when Krishna wants to manifest a particular personality that really relishes the rasa of pralaya, pralaya rasa swadan, then he manifests as Sadashiva. He expands as Sadashiva. Sadashiva expands as 11 rudras. It's in fifth canto of Bhagavatam. And they dance, and they dance, and they burn the place down, literally. Sometimes somebody would say, oh, what did you, oh, we burned down the town. You know, we had such a good time, you know, we burned down the town. And we really enjoyed. We burned the place down, not literally, but just. So this is Shiva. He's in this expansion of Shiva. The Rudras, they destroy the Pralaya. So Krishna, Mahavishnu, you can say this is Srishti and Pralaya. You can say are rasas of Mahavishnu. But that's all. That's just what we call creation. But it's beginningless. So that this is where our material mind and our material intelligence, our man and buddhi, they become short-circuited. When your wires get crossed, they become dysfunctional. We can't understand. Huh? What? A place where there's no logic, a place where there's no reason, a place where there's no time, a place where there's no space, a place where there's no place. That's Goloka. Goloka Vrindavan. It's everywhere. It's nowhere. It's inside of you, it's outside of you. Krishna's within you, he's without you. 9:4 of Gita, chapter 9, verse 4. Mayata tamidam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. So you can call it Leela, but the Leela has four aspects. Everyone in the material world, this prakat of Mahavishnu, which lasts for billions of years. It lasts forever, because it says beginningless. The jiva is in the material world since beginningless time. So the already concept, because our whole thinking, our linear mind, our binary computer called the brain, the mind, it works in a synapse. It's called synapses, nerve connections, just like a computer. One thing fires to another thing, fires to another thing. So we work on cause and effect, beginning and end. But when you leave this whole material jagat and pass through the layer of earth, and 10 times thicker than the layer of earth surrounding this universe is a layer of water, and 10 times thicker than the layer of water is a layer of air, and then it's like this. So you get through all those coverings, and then you get to the place where there's no time and no cause. It's called Karana Samudra. They use the word samudra. It's not a bunch of waves in the ocean. Samudra means ocean. Sagar, Sindhu, samudra, ocean. It's not waves, but it's so vast and unlimited. The only Sanskrit word they can use to describe it is karan samudra. It's called the causal ocean. The causal ocean. So that's outside the universe. Then floating in the causal ocean are all the Vaikuntha planets. That's the spiritual sky. The causal ocean is separating. It's like there's the earth, which has beginning and end, what we call creation, but it's cause and effect here. But there you go to the spiritual realm. There's no beginning, there's no end. There's no beginning, there's no end here. Krishna made the spiritual world, so it's eternal. He made the material world, so it's eternal. But there's one difference between the material world and the spiritual world, because Krishna made both of them. So in the material world, he's made it in such a way that it can end if he picks out a jiva. If he picks out one jiva and wants to give his kripa or anugraha, mercy, then that jiva can get out. And when he gets out of the eternal material world, he can go live in the eternal spiritual world with Krishna, in Leela, in Ras, in Madhurya, in sweetness, in intimacy. Now we're in a robot Leela. There's Big Brother. Big Brother is like Mahavishnu. And the three modes of nature are like strings on the arms and legs of the puppet. So this is the Trigunas, Tamagun, Rajagun, Satagun. We're just the whole Bhagavad Gita, just deeply read the Bhagavad Gita with the Tikas of Vishnu, Sridhar Swami, and Baladeva Vidibhushan and Srila Prabhupada. And you read and you'll see Aham Karta. Krishna says, I am the Karta, I am the doer, I am the controller. I'm doing everything. We have absolutely no free will at all. We have no free choice. The only free choice we have is to put this stick here or there. But the free choice to say, oh, I'm in Maya, I'm really suffering, I think I should turn to God. We don't have the free choice. No conditioned soul has a free choice to turn to God and to start practicing worship of God. That's kripa, that's anugraha, that's a favor, it's given. Bhagavan Jeev. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon, Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavij. That favor is given by Krishna or Guru, the sadhu. This is the kripa of the sadhus. He'll come to someone and say, listen, wake up, you're Jeev Jago, you're in Maya, you're sleeping. Why don't you serve Krishna? I don't want to serve Krishna. You're not the body, you're Atma. I'm the body, what are you saying? No, listen to me, listen. And day after day. And that person has so much compassion at Vaishnava. Vaishnava Kripa Ambudi. Vaishnava Kripa Ambudi. He's ocean of mercy. He is the Kripa Shakti Murti of Bhagavad. Mahavishnu is busy. He's in Yoga Nidra, as described in Brahma Samhita in the beginning verses. Yoga Nidra, Nidra for us means sleep, total forgetfulness of everything, even our physical identity and relationships, which are all material and physical. When we go to sleep, we forget that we're married, we forget we're who we are, we become a king, we become whatever. So he's enjoying Madhurya Leela with Lakshmi Devi and Yoga Nidra. They're having their conjugal vilas. You create something, oh, it was nice, oh. And he's thinking, Mahavishnu, what we call creation is beginningless. It's called manifestation on manifestation. Because our concept, our material concept, the creation means if something's created, it has an end. Because everything material goes through six changes. It's created, it grows, it maintains, produces byproducts, it dwindles, and it vanishes. These are six changes of everything manifested in the material energy. But the material energy itself is eternal. Like when we have fire in our body, we have air in our body, we have ether, we have all these panchabhuta, these elements. So when you're cremated, the fire of the Agni, the Jatar Agni, and the Ak Agni, and the D Agni, the fire of intelligence, the fire of the eye, and the fire of the belly, and Jatar Agni, they get merged into the fire of the cremation. And our air, when we're giving up our last breath, and we're speaking, so our air of our body and the ether of our body, at that last breath, because everyone goes, ha, ha, and they die or they scream, if they're conscious. Most people are on their drugs. There's so much cancer, pain, and all these things. They're just all on morphine and drugs. They say, oh, he died in his sleep. That's all. I'll just say that your conception is not quite clear. Right. We're eternally in the material world. And we have absolutely no relation. No one has any relationship with Krishna at all, unless he gives it. Krishna Vrindavan. Krishna Vrindavan. I mean, there's Mahavishnu. Our whole area of concern, we're in the material world, Maya Jagat, and this is all created by Mahavishnu, Garbhalakshaya Vishnu, Shri Lakshaya Vishnu enters into our heart, and he's in the material world on a Vaikuntha planet called Mahavaikuntha or Shri Lakshaya Loka. And he's enjoying Yoga Nidra with Lakshmi Devi on the ocean of milk, ocean of kheer. And it's all going on. And he's just wound it up, he's expanded it. And then for millions and millions and billions and 310 trillion billion years and so many manos and so many brahmas and everything, he's enjoying Yoga Nidra. Then it's time for destruction. Oh, in the eternal cycle. It's the eternal cycle. Okay, then pralaya. So everyone in this material world, every single person, they're only engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Every single living entity. Trees are fighting other trees for airspace and for sun space and trying to outgrow the other one. Every living entity is competing, fighting, struggling. Prakriti stanikarshati, it's in Bhagavad Gita. It says Prakriti Kriyamana, Prakriti Kanista. It says Manaivamsha Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashastrani Indriani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Prakriti Stani Karshati. Every Jiva, Manaivamsha Jivaloke. The Jiva is an Amsha, it's part of me. What me? Because me means Krishna. He's speaking Gita. This is in the 15th chapter of Gita, verse 7. Amevamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastrani indriyani prakriti kriyamanani. So that, it says, all the jivas are sanatan, they're eternally part of me. Me as Dwarkadish, me as Mathuradish, me as Radhanath, or Vrindavan Chandra, me as Mahavishnu, me as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, me as Mahavishnu. Somehow Krishna gives us mercy, we get the idea, we get the desire to turn to God, we get the interest to turn to God, and he gives us the energy to find a guru, a teacher, spiritual books, and a religious path, and a dharmic path. That's all given by God, directly in the heart or through his agents, the spiritual teachers, the rabbis, the prophets, the sannyasis, the gurus, the babajis, whoever they are, spiritual teachers. And then you begin your spiritual life.